I do mind letting them down easy. I say we let them down hard. I say we vote overwhelmingly for Susan Crawford. We send our billionaire overlord Elon Musk a message. Wisconsin is not for sale. Not today, not ever. We here do know what the golden rule is. Love thy neighbor as thyself. This is a value of Wisconsin that I believe we can all stand up for today. So make sure you and at least your circle of friends and family, that everybody you know has voted. We've got some great texts coming in. Jill from New Berlin saying this: I just voted in New Berlin. I've never seen such a turnout, even in a presidential year. I'm not sure if that bodes well, given that this area is usually pretty red. I've got a hunch, Jill, that a lot of GOP voters, not the hardcore MAGAs, but a lot of conservative voters are really worried, are really freaked out. They didn't vote for a billionaire overlord. They want government efficiency, as do I. But they don't believe that gutting the Department of Health and Human Services to the tune of tens of thousands of federal employees is going to make it better. They don't think putting a vaccine liar in charge of the CDC is a good idea. They don't think handing out billionaire tax breaks is a good idea. They don't think gutting the Department of Veterans Affairs to the tune of 82,000 employees is a good idea. I think people are ticked off and they're showing up because they don't want to be bought and sold as if our best interests can simply be auctioned off to the world's wealthiest man. Jill from New Berlin continues. If Crawford wins, what kind of attacks or actions do you anticipate regarding the election from the right? After all, we won't have Maggie in the trenches fighting for us in the event of a recount. Thank you so much, Jill from New Berlin. What she's referring to is, if you're a new listener, my job before this one was as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer. I was in that job in 2020 when Donald Trump challenged the election results there. I was there in the Wisconsin Center District as the recount continued. I defended our recount results before a Trump-appointed federal court judge. We won that case. We won all of the cases challenging the election outcomes in front of, again, conservative courts and judges. Here's what I have to say is, if it's within a margin, you'll see a recount request. You'll see other garbage, nonsense challenges from the right. They'll claim it was stolen. They'll lie like a rug. And in the end, the election outcome won't change. That's what I anticipate. Penny from La Crosse texting in this: as a lifelong Democrat, I've been very disappointed these past several months in the lack of guidance from Democratic local party leaders. I want to know what's going on, what kind of protests, and where and when and what can I do locally. Penny, reach out directly to your La Crosse County Democrats. Ask them, where's the next protest? I know that there is a big one coming up this weekend. I'll have some locations for you, Penny, tomorrow. Remind me, Jamie, help me remember to tell people where some of the protests are happening this Saturday across the state of Wisconsin. I know there's a couple that are going to be kicking off in Milwaukee. I know there's one in Madison. Let's go to, I wanted to share with you all the list of unbelievably terrible things from Brad Schimmel. It's a long list. Let's just remember, judges are supposed to be objective and independent. This is supposed to be a nonpartisan race. And yet, Brad Schimmel dressed up as Donald Trump last Halloween. I just absorb that. Brad Schimmel dressed up as Donald Trump last Halloween. He is debased. He debases our state every day that he sits on the bench in Waukesha County. Let's not reward that debasement, that corruption, that lack of independence and objectivity with elevation to our state's highest court. Brad Schimmel also has no idea what Wisconsin's sunshine laws mean. He was overruled by one of the most conservative appeals courts of a trial court decision that he made in the state of Wisconsin, effectively gutting our open meetings and open records laws even though those laws are very plain and clear on their face. What else? He's prejudged the abortion ban challenge case that he will preside over. He's said it on the record repeatedly that the 1849 law is valid, that there's nothing flawed about it. He said it was his honor to be sued when he was Attorney General by Planned Parenthood. He supports the criminalization of abortion without exceptions for rape or incest. He helped craft the strategy and had one of his right-hand people helping to bring about the legal end to Roe v. Wade. He is an election denier. He said that the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed Trump over in 2020. He supports the January 6th pardons of those that violently attacked police and caused the death of at least two police on January 6th. He is sexist. He calls Supreme Court justices too emotional. Just happens to be that those are women. Gee, Brad, I wonder what you would think of this lawyer lady. Am I too emotional in my opposition to you? I think not. He failed to test rape kits and then lied about it. He has blamed sexual assault survivors for having bad judgment. He's defended environmental polluters. He refused to join counties when we sued opioid manufacturers and distributors. He's opposed the American Affordable Care Act. And by the way, the guy's totally incompetent. I've seen him lawyer before. Shoot. Now, if you haven't had quite enough of me, I have been on vacation. There might be a little bit of overtime with me coming up on my colleague Dom Salvia's most excellent program. Happy Election Day. Forward, Wisconsin. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for Susan Crawford.